on the phone with me, Dr. De La Rosa, to talk about something that sounds pretty awesome. I am not a doctor, so I don't even know how this stuff works. Hopefully, he will explain. It's heart valve surgery without opening the chest. And he's going to talk about that. And he's got a seminar, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, September 26th. How's it going, doctor?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. This sounds exciting. This sounds new.
This really is. You know, I just got done doing a case right now.
Really?
And it was pretty amazing, the technology, how we've moved forward so quickly in being able to do open heart surgery with a closed chest.
Wow, that boggles my mind. So during your seminar next Thursday, are you gonna tell us how you do it?
Absolutely. I'm going to talk about several things. I'm going to talk about aortic stenosis. I'm going to talk about heart disease, and I'm going to talk about vascular disease as well. And then after that, we're going to get into the procedures and talk about the new things that we have going on for patients who suffer from cardiac surgery or cardiac problems as well as vascular problems.
Cool. Now, when it comes to, you know, there's got to be certain types of people and certain risk factors and stuff. I mean, what kinds of people who need the surgery would be a good candidate for heart valve surgery without opening the chest?
Well, there's different types of surgery for different things and okay. Minimally invasive type of operation. For this particular one, in regards to operating on the heart from the groin, is really reserved for patients who have aortic stenosis. And what that is when the blood can't get out of the heart because it's too tight around the valve that separates the heart from the rest of the body. So when it's really tight, we can't get blood out, and so people start getting short of breath. They can't exercise, they can't walk, they're just walking to the parking lot, they can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those patients are the ones that we can treat now.
Wow. So when I hear minimally invasive, to me that sounds better. That sounds good.
Absolutely.
Do you agree?
Now, when we talk about minimally invasive, if we have to open the chest at all or do a minimally invasive approach, we now do it through a small incision, almost like a keyhole. And so now a patient feels like they just basically had a gallbladder operation and can go home versus the usual sternal split of cutting you down the middle, cutting you in two pieces, and to get to your heart.
So faster recovery time, I would assume.
For sure. You know, when we do this approach, well, patients want to go home in one day. So the recovery is about one day in the hospital, 2 days, and you're booked back to full functionality within the week. The traditional way would have been, sir, you've been in the hospital for about 5 days, and then about 6 to 8 weeks to recover. So huge, huge difference.
Cool. So can this be done locally in the Twin Falls, Magic Valley area?
No, this is done in Pocatello, Idaho.
Okay.
We at Portland Medical Center, which is in Pocatello, is the only heart center in Southeast Idaho or Eastern Idaho that does this procedure currently.
Wow. Okay, so this sounds pretty great. And if you have to travel just a little bit to go, would you say it's worth it? It's worth the travel?
I would say for sure. I think that, you know, for many years, this was not available. And it was only available in certain centers that were doing the test. And people would go 300, 400, 500 miles, 1,000 miles
wow.
to get a procedure done and be home versus, you know, going through the rigmarole of doing a big operation.
Wow. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for your time. So check him out. This is cool. Dr. De La Rosa, Thursday, September 26th. You can ask, can they ask you, if people go to your seminar, can they ask you questions more than what I have?
They can ask me anything.
Nice. I love it. And it's absolutely free, right? It's a free event.
For sure. And there's refreshments from what I understand. And it'll be a good time. It'll be fun interaction. It's not just one-sided. It goes both ways. And I'd love to see the people we've taken care of in the past. So it'll be a good time.
Nice. Well, ask them anything you want. La Quinta Inn and Suites on Poline Road in Twin Falls. You can hit up our events page to find out the full details. Thank you so much for taking the time, Dr. De La Rosa. Would you like to include anything else?
No, I just think it's going to be a lot of fun. So I look forward to seeing lots of you there and having a good time.